Wednesday night, or Letes Zion El Tafshinayan Dalad, or Halochan Chavis Alvavis.
So we're learning about, we learned last night about just the definition of No Saint Tom and No Saint Tom Bar No Saint Tom. So, what everybody, a very common shaila is, if a potato was cooked in a dairy pot, a dairy pot. Now, if a potato was cooked in milk, the potato, as we saw yesterday, food and food is not, is not noches darga. A potato cooked in milk is milchix, as much as milk is. But if you have a potato cooked in a pot, so can you eat that potato with milk? Right, the filet? Can you eat that potato with milk, with meat? I'm sorry. Thank you. The flavor in the potato is not bar not, right? It was moistened tom, the dairy into the pot, and now the pot into the potato. So that's not bar not. It's not bar not. We're not going to get into not bar not the Yisura, not bar not the Hetera, but just remind you, we're talking about milchix and flavors now. We're not talking about of treifus. So what's the din? So assuming the pot was a benyomo, so you have a potato that's not bar not. So you're not allowed to eat it together with meat, but you could eat it at the same meal as meat. You don't have to wait 6 hours after meat to eat this potato, but you just can't eat it together with the meat. And the truth is, with the eved, if it, someone came along and smashed your potatoes and put it together with the meat, and you can't, it's either throwing it out, you can't really separate it, so you're allowed to eat it. But the eved, you're allowed to eat it. That's not bar not the hetera is what it's called. And so again, the taste in the potato is a not bar not. Milchix to pot, pot to potato. Potato in milk is not bar not. Potato in milk is not. That's what we learned last night. Now, if the pot was an eno ben yomo, that's usually, I don't know, usually, most of the time that's the case. The pot's an eno ben yomo, I have a milchix to pot, I didn't use it in a week, or in 25 hours, doesn't matter. But it's a milchix to pot, so I cooked the potato in it. What can I do? So now, there, you could eat it with meat, if there's a tzoyrich, the chreinim say. I mean, if you have other potatoes which are, you know, straightforwardly parav, so that better eat those potatoes. But otherwise, if there's any reason to eat these potatoes, you can even eat it with milk. It's a not by not of an eno ben yomo. What you cannot do, though, is l'chatchila go cook it in the pot al das to eat it with meat. In other words, you start if it was cooked already there, and now you don't know what to do. So you can eat it with meat if it's not bar not of an eno ben yomo. So you could eat it with, if you have any reason at all to eat it, dafka these potatoes, not other potatoes. But you can't cook in this pot in order to eat it with meat. Okay, that's enough for now. Now we'll go to Chavis Halvavis. We're in Shia 33 in Agdama. And he says something now in the Agdama that we're up to that we learned a few times within the body of the Sefer. He takes Chavis Halvavis so seriously that he says, V'esha shatiyah machshava b'mitzvah, you want to do a mitzvah, you have a machshava to do a mitzvah, you intend to do a mitzvah, v'hakosef, and the desire, v'asosa, miyiras alokim, even if you're not able to carry it out. But you, this doesn't mean you say, oh, I want to give $1 million to Stalker. Whoops, I don't have $1 million. I mean, it is that, except it's talking about that Hashem, who's royal leva, sees that in your lave you would like to take a giveaway, and if you had it, you would give it. Then he says, that's Shekelis mitzvahs rabbis mizulasa. That's worth, it's the equivalent to the fulfillment of many mitzvahs. He says this throughout the Sefer. There is something you have to develop, and it really teaches us that you have to develop the right. If you want to bring a carbon, you want to bring a todah. If you really want to, not just you want to because you can't, so it's cheap to want to, but if you really want to, then that lave is worth it. And he says, in fact, Asher Amar Hashem leDavid, David wanted to build the Beis Hamikdash. Yanim Asher Hoyim Levavcha Livnos Bayis L'Shmi Hetivosa Ki Hoya Im Levavecha. that is a good deed. That's a good thing. That's a positive thing. David really, really wanted to. The Omar of Nidru Yirei Hashem, a famous pasuk. Look what he sees in the pasuk. Ishul Yehu Vayakir Hashem Yisrael. The Yikas Seifas Yikorin Lefon of the Yirei Hashem Ulechos Shmo. This is Leiv Machshava. The Omru Zichronim Levracha Beferish Gemara and Shabbos Ulechos Shmo teaches us a famous memory that everybody's acquainted with. Avi Lechos of Lasos Mitzvah Venenas Velo Asa'a Malalol Akosuv Kilu Asa'a. So that's Taka learned out from Ulechosh Veshemo, that your machshava. Now, he's talking about, you know, you wanted to do something that's within the realm of the possible, and you were nanas velo asa, so the Gemara says, mala lo vakozul kilo asa. But he's saying really a bigger chiddush, something that's not even, you know, it's not, but you really want to. It's just, you can't, because I say there's no base on mikdash now. You can't bring kabbonis. You don't have money. You can't give the stuff you'd like to give. But if that's there, then it's real, and it's meaningful, and it's like, he said, it could be worth many mitzvahs. So now, he launches into the last part of the Hakdama, where he writes, like, very personally about writing this Sefer. Till now, we talked about, like, what brought him to write the Sefer, the need for it. Now he says, okay, you know, so he says, first I wrote it for myself. This is the tripod. Haseichel, the Hakosov, the Hakabola, meaning Masorah. Mi mitzvah salavavus, when I realized what I said in this whole Hakdoma till now, the essentiality of Lavavos, of Cholos salavavos, Achilosi lahagavus nafshi behems, I started being careful about it. For Masti alehamasa yidiyosom, I took upon myself the burden of delving into them, finding out what they are. All of their parts, all of their se'ifim, all of their simonim, right? Everything about them. Because there was no sefer written that put it all together in one place. B'chol asher niglei lai mehem inyan, everything I uncovered in learning it. Gilo liyas asomuchlo, and then one thing led to another, asomuchlo, asomuchlo, ad asher rochav inyan, till I had, like, all this information. So, v'yelikosha lizkar also tomid melibi, I'll be honest with you, he says, I can't hold so much information in my head. Very hard, because I started building, and every one thing led to another, and that thing led to another. V'yareisi ashikcha ma'ashalba ma'achshavti mehem, I was afraid of forgetting. V'atochas ma'ashakofa b'rayonai minyoneihem, my head wouldn't function properly about, you know, understanding these things. Imiyut ha'ozri me'anshe doreinu aleihem, I can't expect any help from the people on my door. He didn't say it that way. Hiskamti lekosvam al sefer. So I decided to write a sefer. V'shachabrein bechibur shiakolol shorashayhem, v'sovev perkeihem, v'harbein mitoldoseihem. For me, k'dei she'avakesh esnafshi tomid l'daiton, v'yachavenu la'asosom. And this will demand, this will obligate me to do it, because I write it down, and I did all this research, and now I'm writing it down, and I'm seeing it in front of me. And to the extent that my actions were carried out, okay, now then he's going to say, then he had this idea to let other people learn this sefer as well. That's what we're up to.